It affects approximately 14.8 million American adults, or 6.7% of the U.S. population age 18 or older. It can cause anxiety, apathy, general discontent, guilt, hopelessness, loss of interest, mood swings, or sadness. It is common. It is treatable. It has affected me. Depression has affected me. I'm not one to open up. Yes, I'm a very energetic, outgoing person, and I'm not at all afraid to say what's on my mind. But when it comes to my feelings, I hide them. Junior year, I found someone that I could trust, and that person happened to be a teacher. We built our relationship outside of school too, going over to her house, texting almost every night, riding home with her. I even built a relationship with her kids. I found a friend. I told her everything, whatever was on my mind, how I was feeling, what was upsetting me, what was making me happy. I cried in front of her. I laughed. I smiled. I opened up to her. In only 2 short years, she knew a lot about me because I had put my trust into her and confided in her. I liked her more than my actual friends at school, the ones that were my age, not 32. I enjoyed hanging with her more than my friends, even the ones I've known for years. I haven't opened up to them as much as I opened up to her. And I bet you're wondering why I liked her so much. Not because she was the young chorus teacher that all the guys thought were attractive. The one who let us take out our phones in her class even though it's against school rules. The one that dressed like us and acted like us. Not because of any of that. It's because she cared. She cared and she didn't have to. It was nice to have someone at school that I could always go to, and she'd always be there for me and tell me it's going to be okay. Or tell me her personal experience and that I get through it. That's another thing, experience. She's experienced more life than all of us, and I guess I just felt comfortable going to someone older and someone that I knew wasn't going to judge. I lost friends over her, people feeling like I was choosing her over them, and of course I thought that was ridiculous. Yeah, you're upset because you feel that your friend is choosing their teacher over you, so I cut off a lot of those people. I was struggling, and she was helping me through it. Even though she wasn't a counselor or a therapist, she was always there and always listening. Late January, I was diagnosed with depression and anxiety. I definitely saw it coming because for a good while, I was lost and feeling hopeless, and with lots of things going on, it made it worse. It took a while before I was finally diagnosed. Yes, I showed signs of depression, but my surveys at the doctor never scored high enough until they finally did in January. I started taking an antidepressant, and at first I was scared, thinking to myself, I'm taking a pill because I have a condition, but I was also ready to try it, also thinking it's going to make me completely happy, and I'll be better just because of this pill I'm taking once a day. So of course, with all this happening, I turned to the one I trusted, my teacher. I told her, and she talked to me about it, and she told me she was truly sorry I was going through this. But then for the next couple of days, we didn't really talk. I'll never really know why. Maybe it was because I had just told her some serious information, and I had told her over text and not in person. So when we came face to face, neither of us really knew what to say. It continued for a couple of days, just us saying hey and hi. As we passed each other in the hallway, not texting as much as we did, not spending mornings and afternoons in her office, not speaking to her in class, none of what we usually did. I'm not going to go in a lot of detail about what happened next, but basically we ended up in the counselor's office, me, her, and the counselor, and she decided she didn't want to be involved in my personal problems anymore. Not that she didn't care anymore, but that she just couldn't be involved. I felt let down. I felt betrayed, hurt. I had just lost the person who I trusted in the most, the one that thought I could tell anything and everything to, the one that was always there and would always listen to anything I had to say. Eventually, I made the decision to not take her class anymore because I knew if I did, it was going to be awkward and uncomfortable. I walk by her in the halls every day, and each time brings back another memory I have of us, and it's hard. I feel like I have nobody. I've lost people before, but this has definitely been the hardest. But in the end of all this thing, I think the most is, why did she do what she did? Why did she just all of a sudden not want to be involved with me anymore? And the hardest part about all of this is, I'll never know the answer, I can only speculate, but I believe she was scared. Scared of what was gonna happen, scared because of society. Society, it can be great, but it can also drive you to feel one way and never feel another. I think society views depression and any type of mental illness in a bad way. Even I have viewed it like that. When I was diagnosed, I even thought, I'm not about to go hang myself, cut myself, overdose, so why am I taking these pills? But depression isn't just about all of that. At school, I hear kids joking all the time, oh, she's depressed, I'm depressed. But depression is not just a one-day thing, but it also isn't something bad. When people hear the word depression, I believe they automatically think about hanging yourself, cutting, overdosing, but that is not depression at all. Yes, some people with depression have done those things, but not every person with depression is thinking about doing those things. As a society, I think we are scared. We are scared of anyone with some type of flaw, especially if that flaw is mental or has something to do with how we control our thoughts and feelings. We immediately view those people as different and think they're going to do the things we read about, or we only hear about the bad stuff. Like, why don't we hear any news stories about an individual who has overcome depression and is doing better? No, we hear about a person who has taken their own life because of depression. So as the people society has shaped us into, we believe it is a bad thing and it can't be overcome. Like, we think once you go down that path, you don't come out, or it only gets worse, but it can get better. I'm not surprised what my teacher did. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if some of you would do the same. I think she was scared. Scared that she could possibly be held responsible or feel responsible if something happened to me. Scared that I could possibly do the bad things that are associated with depression. And again, she wasn't a counselor or a therapist, so she didn't know how to handle it, so she ran. She ran away from something she found to be bad. That's what society does to you. It makes you only see one side of something that you become so driven you don't see the other side. But I'm here today to tell you that depression isn't as scary as it seems and doesn't always have a bad outcome. So next time you hear the word depression, don't think overdosing on pills, people who take their own life because of it, people cutting because they're in such pain. That's the only kind of pain that feels good. Think about and remember that millions of people have gone through it, and millions of people have gotten through it. Think about someone like me. I am a living example of someone with depression, and although it hasn't been easy, I can see ahead. I can see myself improving daily. I can see myself helping other people who are going through the same thing. I can see myself being happier. It's a long road ahead, but I can see myself coming out on the other side and overcoming it.